This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, the trusted source for information security news.
Hello, my name is Ilya Kloshenko. I'm CEO and founder of Hightech Bridge. I'd probably say that bug bounty is a very interesting concept that, first of all, can keep professional penetration testers in a good shape because they know that they have, let's say, sort of competition. Because in the past we used to see some penetration testing company who was scanning with Nmap and Hesus and pretending that they have performed a manual penetration test. So let's say this is an assurance that penetration testers will maintain at least some basic standards of quality of testing. On the other side, we shall not overestimate capacities of bug bounties because, first of all, not every company has capacity to run the bug bounty. Not speaking about administrative or managerial parts that can be performed via different crowd security testing platform, but about the necessity to conduct crowd security testing. Because some of the systems are designed for very limited scope of people, let's say private VIP customers of a private bank. In this case, probably crowd security testing will be inappropriate. And also it can disclose very sensitive data to third-party researchers. Yes, you can make some vetting on them, but the more, qualification and clearing you require, the less people will agree to work for free and with a huge risk of not getting paid only if they will be the second who report the flow, because bug bounty is a very interesting concept. It's not only about discovering the flow, it's about being the first who reported, because if you discover a flow now, you take a coffee and you reported it half an hour, and in between somebody reported before you, you'll not get anything. It's challenging to call bug bounty fair play. I would say it's more or less fair, but it doesn't provide necessary assurance, necessary warranties to researchers, and therefore what we're seeing now, it's a bug bounty fatigue phenomena that we described for the first time at InfoSecurity Europe 2016. It's when security researchers, they rather prefer to start testing on newcomers who have just announced a bug bounty because they know that they will easily find a dozen of XSSs and probably get award for five of them, and they can make easy cash. In contrary to major company who have their bug bounty running since 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and they have been already tested and retested thousands of times by all possible software and people, and researchers just know that there is nothing to dig there because chances to spawn the flow are very, very small. But it also gives a very dangerous illusion of security. Because companies say, okay, we started our bug bounty 5 years ago. Every year we are receiving less and less reports. That's good because best mind of the world are testing us. But in practice, almost nobody is testing them anymore. And they have full sense of security because everybody's saying, okay, why should I spend 5 weeks to find one XSS and get $5,000 if I can spend 1 hour on XSS getting paid $50, but I can easily make $300 per day. So I would say that bug bounties is a complementary solution. For example, bug bounty cannot replace your web application firewall. It cannot replace your software development lifecycle. It cannot replace your internal application development processes, procedures, quality assurance, and control. However, if you're a large company and you intend that your product will be used worldwide by all possible people like Google, Facebook, Amazon, bug bounty can be an interesting complementary solution for you to make sure that your professional suppliers didn't miss anything, because we are all people, we can miss, forget something, sometimes it happens. So bug bounty is like reassurance, but it cannot replace assurance and all the internal application security policies and procedures.
Thank you for listening. For fresh information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.